Nicely with Martin Besser.
Ons spesiale gas op die show vanoggend is Jolien, ook bekend as die Pink Pitbull. Waar kom die pink vandaan? Waar kom alles vandaan? Môre, en baie dankie dat jy saam met ons kuier.
Môre, dankie Martin.
A really unusual story, and I suppose that's why people talk about it on social media, even a documentary I believe that's going to be made about your life and the interesting situation that you're in. But take me back quickly. Jy is getroud met een man.
Ja, ek is nou so 12 jaar getroud aan Jack.
Gewoonlik is een man genoeg?
Ja, mense sal so dink, maar ek meen, kyk my pink haar, kyk my persoonlikheid. So nee, een is nie genoeg nie.
So jy en Jack is nou al 12 jaar getroud, en daar is nou 'n ander ou waarmee jy ook gaan trou, nou eind April. Vertel my die story van Jack eers.
So ek en Jack het ontmoet, net toe ek klaar gemaak het met school, hy was hierdie all put together jong man, en ja, ons het natuurlijk 4 kinders saam. Ons is in totaal amper al 16, 17 jaar saam.
Die ander man is?
Santini Lee.
Santini Lee.
Ja.
Hoe pas hy in? Waar het jy hom ontmoet?
Ek het deur abuse gegaan, gedurende my en Jack's Sky saak. Ek het deur abuse gegaan en ek het toe nou by 'n boksklub aangesluit. En ja, Santini het toe nou verlief geraak op my van 'n poster af. En hy was een van my afrigters. So.
And then you didn't get divorced to Jack and your relationship continued to this day with Jack.
Yeah.
And then Santini came into the picture and now you want to marry him as well.
Yeah. So me and Jack were busy with the divorce, but every time we were at the courthouse, it was like, we can't go in there. So we didn't stay together. He moved to Durban. I stayed in Pretoria with my 4 kids. And me and Santini lived in a house together. And then when Santini asked me to marry him, it was like, okay, but then I need to get a divorce. Mm. Like, do I want to do that? And I just came up with the idea. What if we can all live happily?
Well, that's one solution to divorce. Yep. Just marry another one.
That's exactly as well. That. Yes.
I think this option is personally better than putting your kids through a divorce case and all of that. As my kids always have a father figure in the house.
Yeah.
So they've always got love around them and it works for us.
And Jack? How does he feel about all this? How did you break the news to him? Mm-hmm. Because the two of you, obviously, you've been together for so many years. You both decided we can't divorce each other. Mm. And then how do you break the news about the other guy?
Yeah.
I think that helped a lot because we were together 17 years. So we've already gotten to know each other. We've evolved. We reached a maturity in our relationship. So I put the both of them on a video call and I was like, okay, you want me to move down to Durban and fix our marriage, but he asked me to marry him, so what now? And let's all move in together.
On the video call.
Right.
Yes.
You can go, okay, so I don't want to divorce you, but I also want to marry this guy, so let's all make it work together. And then what did they say? What did Jack say?
Jack is a very smart man, so he did all the pros and the cons, and he was like, you know, divorce rate in South Africa and people like not being loyal in a relationship, the ratings of that. And he was like, you know, he already knows Santini, so his kids already love him. Let's give it a try.
How did Santini feel about this, though? Because I'm assuming he thought that you would divorce Jack and that it would just be the two of you. How did he take it?
So Santini, because he's the new guy, he is a little bit more jealous.
Yeah.
But he took it as a shock. It was like, do I move to Durban? Do I go back to my husband? Because I still love my husband. But this guy saved me when I was at my worst. He brought back my smile. So how do I choose? I'm in love with two men. What do we do from here?
How long did that journey take from you making the proposal to finding acceptance? Because I'm sure they had to go back and think about it.
No, it was about a month. Then we all moved in. So the trip down to Durban was like, I'm like, okay, Santini, you know when we stop in Durban, I'm going to like kiss my husband, hello, and like, how are you going to deal with all of this stuff? And yeah, so we stopped in Durban, I kissed Jack, and I saw Santini was like, so it was a whole experience for us. But now we are starting to gel, like, it's moving like a
tell me about that.
Yeah. I'm there with you.
How does that work?
The gelling.
The gelling.
Home and, you know, all that. How does that work? How intimate do you choose? Are you?
Is there a schedule?
So yeah, I don't work according to a schedule. So okay. I've watched many TV programs of being poly. So I said like, I'm not going to do 1 week with you, 1 week with you, because Jack's working hours are crazy. Mm. Santini is a personal trainer, so he's obviously got more flexible time.
Yeah.
Like, can we just, you've got your room, you've got your room. If you want to kiss me, you kiss me. If you want to kiss me, you kiss me. So
they've each got their own separate bedrooms,
yes.
And you kind of move between the two bedrooms, whichever way that works. Yeah. Okay.
And the kids?
Oh, they love it. They love both their dads, so.
Really?
Really, really.
Are they, how old are they? They're older, younger?
So my kids, Taryn is 14, Lily is 12, Nathan is 11, and Violet is 7.
How does the marriage work, though? I didn't know. As far as I understood, it can work the other way around.
Yeah, polygamy is very well known and used to in this country, where men obviously have more than one wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the fight we are having now. Because... Oh. Why is it legal for a man to have more than one wife? I mean, even in the other countries, it's legal for a woman to have more than... But in South Africa, I'm fighting a fight. I said, you know, it doesn't matter if it's legalized. It's between me and Santini and a promise that we make in front of God. So for me, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. So I don't need a piece of paper saying he's my husband.
What would the day look like, though? Is Jack is obviously going to be there.
Yes,
they don't know.
He's the best man of Santini.
Oh.
So that's my other question. What is the relationship like? So now you all live in the same house. What is the relationship like between Santini and Jack? And if I may ask this question, are they physical as well? Or?
No. They frustrate me sometimes because when we get into arguments now, you know, men are men. Now it's like they are teaming up against me, and I'm like, what?
No.
Like, really? No, but you must see it from his point. So now I've got a lot of manly opinions in my house, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
I'm like an alpha female, but you're taking away some of my alphaness. Like, just back off. I'm the alpha, yeah, guys. Come on. So, yeah.
And does it mean that because you're in this relationship that should Jack or Santini want to bring in another partner, they can?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
I was about to say, you can get more.
I will never be able to do what they do. Like, my personality is very strong. So I don't think I've got space for another man, but another woman in my house, oh, no.
If I may ask, you spoke about abuse earlier. I'm presuming it's not the marriage that you're in, or it was in the break from Jack. That the abuse happened with
was
Jack
the abuser?
No. So we lived in Europe for 5 years.
Okay.
I just lost my dad, so depression was taking me bad. My marriage was busy failing. His working hours, like, while I'm depressed, while I'm crying, it just felt like that support, because he was working like crazy hours. I said, no, I'm going back to South Africa. When I got here, I heard now that my high school sweetheart is also getting a divorce. And it was like, oh, it's fate, you know.
Mm.
But as soon as I packed my container and got back here, it went downhill. Like,
that's where the abuse happened.
Yeah, so he bursted my eardrum.
Oh, no.
My eye here at the top. So, yeah, that's me horrible. And all of my kids box now.
Mm.
I'm a big face for GBV.
Now you're facing a lot of criticism. Does it get to you some days?
A lot of days, yeah.
Oh.
What is the criticism, if I may ask? What are women saying to you?
When I moved back from Europe to South Africa, I had long blonde hair. So I was this Barbie doll kind of girl. And then the abuse happened and I was just like, you know, I shaved my hair off and everything. So automatically, because I've got short hair and I'm a boxer and, you know, so I will hear things like, it's actually three men dating. There's a lot of things. There's
Are they implying that you're lesbian?
Yeah.
You know what really baffles me is the hypocrisy of people. You probably get criticism about your marriage situation from divorced people.
Yeah.
From divorcees.
I get a lot of DMs with people asking me, like, how do I'm also in love with two people, you know, how did you approach this? And I'm like, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Or just, people who are just cheating as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, cheating is very rough.
A lot of
country.
People, yeah. They love two people. It's,
yeah.
It's just like that.
Do you ever make them compete?
No.
No, you don't just drop in. Well,
I think they
maybe
do it.
I should just rather ask Jack.
No, never.
Because there are advantages.
I will be doing my cell phone. I will be doing my cell phone. I will be like sleeping in my own room for a week. No.
Who's more jealous?
Santini.
Is it the new guy?
Mm. Yeah.
And who helps him through that?
Me.
And Jack?
Jack is a very calm, collective guy, so their personalities are very different. You can't put two of the same men in one house. It's going to be chaotic. So they balance each other out.
Your families, how did they accept all this?
Luckily, my two men's families are not that involved in their lives. My mother was like, she found it difficult at the beginning, but we always knew, like, I've got so much love to give. I think they always saw it coming, like, yeah, with me. But now she's accepting it, but she's like telling me, you know what, if you want to be polygamous, you have to be on your throne in your own room. And she doesn't understand our routine in the house. This works for us. We tested the waters. We communicated about everything. So no one is going to understand us except us.
Has anyone ever leveled criticism at you in religious terms?
Yes.
What do they say?
How can I be a Christian and I'm poly? So.
And what is your answer?
My God is love. My God walked a path with broken. He didn't walk a path with perfect people. So I believe that what I do every day on the platform, I always put everyone else's needs on top of my own. So what I do on a daily basis and how many suicides I prevent from happening, and that I don't think that people can define and say, yeah, you're not a Christian, because I am a Christian.
And tell me about the wedding. You've got a date?
Yeah, 26th of April.
What is the wedding going to look like? You said Jack is the best man. So you basically, you're marrying...
It's your normal traditional wedding.
Everything about it is... Yeah.
It's just the legalization and having a pastor there and that sort of things.
Your families will be there? Friends?
My mom.
Your mom? And yeah. On their side?
Santini's mother is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And is she accepting?
Yeah. But she will. This will be the first time she sees it in action.
Yeah. Yeah. And your kids?
Oh, they're excited.
You get so many what they call blended families these
days. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
So people that are divorced, and then there's a new partner, but they have kids. And in a way, the ex is still in your life.
Most definitely.
From the kids' perspective, I don't think it's really a first. The legality part of it is maybe a first. Mm-hmm. And how you equally love at the same time, as opposed to the divorced situation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are very critical, you know, and are very concerned about your kids.
Yeah.
Many, many kids in this country are already in situations where they have two dads.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, or think two moms.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's your dad with your mom, and then...
Your dad with your mom's
stepdad,
new partner.
Blah, 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 blah. So from a kid's perspective, actually, I think sometimes we overthink this, especially when it comes to you, Jolene. I think a lot of kids already had to kind of make peace with having two dads, sometimes three.
Yeah. Thank you.
And very often in those situations... there is an unhappy partner at the very least.
Negativity.
Yeah, right? So you leave the one household, you go to the other, they're saying bad things about mom or they're saying bad things about dad. Yeah, and I guess you're under one roof and you can solve those things as a family.
In her case, they like each other.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the difference between your situation and many blended families. These two oaks like each other, the other...
They've got issues.
Yeah. Don't come. It's your ex-wife, you know. Don't come close to her. How long are you going to be there?
What about their friends and their family? Because kids talk. And very often, you know, some kids' parents going to go, oh, my family, what's going on? And then they're now talking to your kids going, your family is weird. Who want their hulle maikies dit? Of hulle maikies family dit?
So my kids are homeschooled.
Okay.
It's just how I prefer it. But my kids hear me on live streams, of course. I raise them to stand up for themselves. So if they can always come to me and say, listen, we have a problem with this, or because my kids are the first ones I actually spoke to about, you know, okay, we're going to move down to Durban to your dad. So this will mean I will have two husbands. Like, and they packed their bags. They were like, yes, let's go. So because they already loved Santini, they already loved their father, it was like, so they will come into my live stream like and say it like for everyone, all of the viewers there, we've got two dads.
Who gets the bill?
These are important questions.
You are after the rest. Yeah. Is there an alpha?
I get the bill.
Okay. Always. Yeah, do you always get the bill?
Well, then they don't have to fight. Have you seen men fight over a bill? It's pathetic.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know, finances always come up. Like, who's the main provider? All of our finances go together, but I make good money on social media. So, yeah, I get the bill.
Okay. Good for you. Wie braai?
Ja, wie braai?
Wie is die beste braaier?
Alle twee sal stry.
Where is it? Listen, this will make it.
Yeah, no, I'm like, yeah. I think I might be in here.
I'm seeing benefits. Two braai stands.
I'm actually very blessed with a lot of people who saw me like fighting this fight in on TikTok and everywhere, because I've had a lot of amazing people coming my way.
How can you turn it around? Who in this country can decide that they're going to change the law to be in your favor?
So there is actually a poly priest, if you can call it like that. In South Africa, he's got like the biggest church. So my struggle is to actually get him to the wedding, because he lives on this side and the wedding is in Durban. So he doesn't have a problem to do it for us. But will South Africa like recognize our marriage? I don't know.
It's interesting to watch and to observe. Thank you for coming on the show, and thank you very much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, all of you. It's been amazing.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.